Reverend Dr. Keith Savage. I am the senior pastor at First Baptist Church in Manassas, Virginia, and co-chair of Voice.
Why is it so important to just talk about mental health in the community?
Yeah, it is not only important, it's vital that we not only talk about mental health in the community, but actually come up with solutions and resolutions. And so what we are doing in Prince William County and Fairfax, and actually through what the governor is doing, as well as our state legislators in creating crisis receiving centers across the Commonwealth, is finding ways to bring understanding, but also remedy to it, so that we can bring mental health resolution, we can help those who are going through crises, have them receive the treatment they need in a very effective, very efficient, and humane way that keeps them local. For those who need more than that, then they can receive that. But the super majority of people need something that is short term, that is immediate, that brings them resolution so they can be productive citizens in their community. And that's why this is critical, because that affects every single person in the community.
Yeah, can you tell me about the future crisis receiving center?
Yeah, so the first one that we're hoping is going to come online first is the one in Prince William County in Woodbridge. It is going to be an adult and a youth. It's going to have the adult and youth component. Again, there's no wrong door. It allows people, either through law enforcement, through court, or through just individual families or individual cells, to actually come in to receive the treatment that they need. No rejections. Law enforcement can do what we call a soft handoff, and so it allows them to bring the person there so we can alleviate and allow emergency rooms to be for true medical emergencies, jails to be for things that really are for jails. And mental health is not where we want most of our neighbors to be, because they haven't really committed crimes that should put them in jail. What they have is a mental health moment, and they need to receive the treatment. So this is a great opportunity, as we'll see the first one, if you will, the gold standard, come online in Woodbridge. Chantilly won't be far behind, and that will allow the rest of the Commonwealth to use these, both of these models, to establish the rest of them throughout areas of the Commonwealth.
How does it feel for you, for Voice, to have a big voice for these centers?
So it is amazing that Voice has, pun intended, that's why we're called Voice, a voice in making sure they care for our neighbors, because it takes a village to care about a village. It takes voices to be raised. The same thing we did with civil rights, the same things that we do now, if we don't raise our voices, the issues don't change. And so I'm excited, I'm appreciative that our legislators, our government rulers, and our private citizens are not only listening, but joining with us in making sure that we care for one another.
I know for me, I live with bipolar disorder too, and
yeah,
it affects my family too. So how important is something like this to be a good support system for the families as well?
That's a really good, every family, doesn't matter who you are, every family is affected by this. Everyone has, whether it's immediate family or extended family, a really close friend or a close neighbor, everyone knows someone who really is affected by mental health and needs the help and the care and the love. And so we know that this crosses all type of lines, economic, racial, political. Everyone can receive the benefit of this. And that's why I think everyone is on board with this.
How can people reach out and learn more?
So a great way to do it is, if you want to learn more about it, you can reach out to Voice, to go to our website, www.voice-va, VA as in Virginia, .org, voice-va.org. We have it on our website. It will give you more information. It will give you contacts, and you can reach out to us for more information. Or if you want to hear more about it, or you're an institution, we have organizers that would be willing to talk to you about it and come to your institution to give you more information.